Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. We continue with the series, Oh My God, from The Drunken Cyclist, a blog on WordPress. And here is part 5, Call the Cops. I hustle upstairs to my room, call the office in Paris, take copious notes, get a plan of attack, go downstairs to lay it all out for him. First, I assess the situation. When did you last see it? I ask. See what? Normally, if this were absolutely anyone else on the planet, I would have made a snide remark. Since I was dealing with perhaps the most literal thinker I have ever encountered, remember I was a high school teacher and basketball coach, I resisted the urge with just about every fiber in my being. As many of you know, I'm a bit of a smartass, and therefore this was much more than an elementary exercise. Your wallet. Last night at that bar, somebody must have pickpocketed me. But you were wearing your cycling clothes. Wait a minute. You took your passport to the bar? Are you completely in? He cut me off. Oh, I still have my passport. I hid it here in the room. So wait, you said all your identification was stolen. What is exactly missing? My social security card, my birth certificate, and my driver's license. Actually, it is only half of a driver's license. I was more than taken aback by this statement. Myriad thoughts and wisecracks raced through my head. At the same time, I thought that if it were just about anyone else in front of me, I would have felt the need to make a quick response to help assuage the angst of having been robbed. Clearly, this was a different situation altogether, and I had a bit of time, since I knew that whatever I said next, I would have to repeat at least 4 times. Even then, there was no guarantee that any of my words would be absorbed, much less acted upon. So I took a bit more time to assess, asking a few more questions. What did he lose? His social security card, his birth certificate, and half of his driver's license. I do not know why on earth he brought his social security card, his birth certificate, and half of a driver's license. Nor was I going to ask. Some things in life you must simply let pass. It also turns out he did not lose all of his money. For some reason, he does not consider traveler's checks money. He still had those. In fact, he had only lost about 12 euro, the cost of about 2 beers at the bar the night before. I let that pass as well. He was clearly distraught, and I now realized that the only thing worse than Oh My God in need of a beer was a freshly victimized Oh My God. He wanted to call the cops. He had to call the cops. Every utterance was either preceded or followed by call the cops. After the 5th call the cops, it became abundantly clear that for Oh My God, it was vitally important that he get his documents returned. He underscored this revelation by stating I needed to call the cops at least 11 more times. Finally, realizing that my week was about to spiral out of control, I felt compelled to get some clarity. I asked why he brought all that crap with him to France in the first place. He replied, simply and somewhat matter-of-factly, in case I lost my passport. How do I respond to that? Given the chain of events, it was probably the only logical thing I witnessed him say or do up to that point. After that brief moment of clarity and introspection, he returned to delirium, hysteria, and mania. He stated repeatedly that he had to get the stuff back. He was panicked that someone would use the information to assume his identity. I am not making this up. He thought someone wanted to steal his identity, and he was panicked. As a bit of a refresher, the guy was 49 years old, lived at home with his mother, wore nothing other than bike clothes that were rarely laundered, and worked as a part-time tech for a cable access channel in Canada. Yeah, that is the identity I want to steal. Then I thought I might be judging him a little harshly. Perhaps he was actually independently wealthy, the eccentric millionaire type. Well, at least I tried to envision it. He said he saw a TV program once with his mother. He had to give her some time since it had been a while since he had brought her up. Where there was a band of crooks that frequented bars, and they would prey on unsuspecting patrons, steal their identity, and then the victims would spend years trying to clear their name. I thought back to the bar the night before, and although I was there for only a brief moment, I could not imagine a person that a criminal would target less than Oh My God. I tried to calm him down, but he was apoplectic. Knowing now that the situation was not all that grave, I lied. I said he would have to take the train back to Paris and go to the commissariat himself. This was not much of a calculated risk. First, I had a pretty good feeling he feared authority more than he feared hygiene, and would therefore never go before a commissariat by himself. Second, if I were wrong, and he did go back to Paris, at least he would be gone for a bit. He asked how much was a train trip back to Paris. When I told him it would be about 120 euro, I made it up, or about 10 times what was stolen, he paused and just shook his head in fear. I told him he needed to hurry up and pack so we could get riding to the next town. He nodded. This caused the morsel of croissant, which had somehow miraculously remained affixed to his chin all this time, to be dislodged. He saw it drop to the ground and reflexively reached down to pick it up. I quickly turned and left. I did not want to witness what happened next. Surprisingly, Oh My God quickly, at least for him, packed up and got on the road. He was audibly mumbling about the need to call the cops, so I assured him that I would stop by the police station in town and ask if they knew of any miscreants in town who might have perpetrated the heinous crime. Yes, I was being sarcastic. I could hold it back no longer. Since Oh My God is not even as sharp as a bowling ball, he did not pick up on it at all. In fact, he appeared relieved, even empowered, by my planned course of action. After he pedaled off, initially in the wrong direction, until I shouted after him and got him to turn around, I milled around town for a bit, so that he would get a decent head start. Riding with him all day was lower than last on my to-do list. After almost 2 hours of killing time, I hopped on my bike. On the way out of town, I decided to stop by the bar we had visited the night before, just on a whim. Most bars, particularly outside of Paris, double as cafes in the morning. Often, the same wait staff will work both shifts. Sure enough, our waiter from the night before was serving up espressos from behind the bar. I had been to the bar countless times, and the waiter knew me by sight. He started shaking his head and cracked a smile as he placed a fanny pack on the counter. I opened it to discover all of the stolen items, including about 20 euro in cash. I asked the waiter if Oh My God had paid his bill before leaving the night before. He smiled sheepishly and said no, but it was okay. No big deal. I took out the money from his fanny pack and handed it to the waiter. The waiter refused, but I insisted, since it was not my money. Although they were such nice people, I would have paid it myself. As I said, I would go to this bar every time I was in town, and I wanted to make sure that they were taken care of. I figured I would come up with a story to tell Oh My God if it ever came to that. As he put the cash in the register, he said, Merci. A bonne route. Thanks, and have a good ride. After a pause, he added with a sardonic smile, Bonne chance. Good luck. As I walked back over to my bike, I looked again in the fanny pack, briefly forgetting the long-ago learned lessons on disease prevention. Birth certificate, Social Security card, a driver's license that was missing the upper right corner and about one-third of the overall mass, including most of the number, a picture of an older woman, Mom. Bonne chance indeed. I hope you enjoyed this story. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we'll be on to part 6.